From the pages of the nation's newspaper.
If the North Koreans have a nuclear weapons program, the Japanese would be very concerned.
The government of Iraq has said inspectors could come.
We've got to work hard to reach a consensus, a resolution.
It is Thursday, October 17th, 2002.
This is USA Today.
I'm Scott Walterman. Here are the headlines. North Korea, nuclear weapons. More terror bombs explode. 3 weeks to Election Day. Latest breast cancer thinking, less is same. In USA Today, money shaky on the docks. In USA Today Sports, the Kings roll past the mighty. And in USA Today Life, Hogan's Heroes returns. Now to the front page of this edition. This morning's USA Today reporting that North Korea has admitted it has a secret nuclear weapons program.
North Korea made the disclosure to U.S. officials 2 weeks ago during meetings in Pyongyang. In 1994, North Korea reached an agreement with the United States to renounce nuclear weapons. Pyongyang's admission coming almost 9 months after President Bush called North Korea a member of an international axis of evil puts the relationship back to square one. Officials say it is hard to predict what the next steps will be. The main U.S. concern with North Korea has been sales of long-range missiles to the Middle East. With the North Korean disclosure, a new concern has been added to the mix. George Guetta at the State Department.
The Iraq weapons inspections debate continues today at the United Nations. The South African ambassador, for instance, to the U.N., says he believes the Security Council does not need to pass any new resolutions before sending weapon inspectors back to Iraq.
We don't see why we should start discussing attacking Iraq before we even allow the inspectors to go in and do their work. And then they'll come back and report to the Council. Then the Council can think about what next to do.
President Bush says he is still waiting and is willing to hold off on any action in Iraq while the United Nations decides what it will do first. More terror bombs to tell you about today in the Philippines. 2 bombs exploded midday Philippines time. 5 people killed, 144 injured.
The National Security Advisor is refusing to speculate on any possible links to the bombings on Bali.
Reporter Paul Alexander in Manila.
The speculation would fall on the Abu Sayyaf group, which has been linked in the past to Al-Qaeda. But no, there was no claim of responsibility for this blast, just as there was no claim of responsibility for the one 2 weeks ago that killed 4 people, including an American soldier.
In Washington, the latest thinking on the Al-Qaeda strategy is that the group is targeting oil interests in the Middle East.
Even just the fear of an attack on oil interests could cause prices to rise, with economic consequences around the world. U.S. officials say they believe the recent attack on a French oil tanker off of Yemen was the work of the terror network. One official says the Saudis foiled a planned terrorist attack last summer on the world's biggest oil complex. That facility handles more than 6% of the world's oil production per day. Details of the Saudi plot are sketchy, but Saudi authorities are said to have made more than 20 arrests. Jamie Fryer, Washington.
This is the USA Today.
To the front page now, this morning's edition of USA Today, an article by Jim Drinkard, says spending on TV political ads nears $1 billion, which is an all-time high as the battle for Congress feeds the buying frenzy. Political spending on TV ads eclipsed the record amount spent by candidates, political parties, and independent groups in the 2000 presidential election year and could hit $1 billion by Election Day. You can read more about that. It's in this morning's edition front page of USA Today. President Bush remains on the campaign trail today, 3 weeks to go before the elections. Today, the president will be in Florida and Georgia.
In Georgia, the president's campaigning for Saxby Chambliss and landing in the middle of a dispute over a GOP TV ad attacking Democratic Senator Max Cleland for failing to back Bush on Homeland Security. The ad flashes pictures of Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, and Cleland, a Vietnam vet and triple amputee, calls it a low blow. In Florida, Bush is again boosting his governor brother's reelection bid. And though polls show a close race with challenger Bill McBride, spokesman Ari Fleischer says Bush has faith.
It'll be up to the voters of Florida to decide, but ultimately the president is confident in the outcome of the election there.
The stops are part of a Bush sprint to Election Day that has him in 5 states this week alone. Mark Smith at the White House.
New thinking on breast cancer this morning. New research says women have the same chances of survival, whether they had total breast removal, lump removal, or lump removal plus radiation.
At the end of 20 years, all three groups had essentially the same survival. There was no difference in survival. So doing lesser surgery did not put any patient at disadvantage.
That is Dr. Bernard Fisher, scientific director of the National Surgical Adjuvant Breast and Bowel Project in Pittsburgh. He says lump removal even works on patients who have even what he considers reasonably large tumors. That's the news from the blue section of USA Today.
I'm Maggie Linton. Coming up in USA Today Sports, the LA Kings look perfect so far this season. Details in about 3 minutes.
XM 121. History Today.
October 17th, 1966.
Paul, nudist camps often advertise that they offer the three R's. Now, two of the three R's are rest and relaxation.
Premiere of the Hollywood Squares.
What is the third R of the nudist camps?
Ready, wet.
October 17th, 1979.
I don't know what history would show.
President Carter establishes the Department of Education.
But my guess is that the best move for the quality of life in America in the future might very well be this establishment of this new Department of Education.
The number one song, October 17th, 1967.
With love.
October 17th, History Today.
NASDAQ.
Investing.
The budget.
Mutual funds.
Wall Street.
USA Today. Money.
In the money section of USA Today, there was a rally for several days. Chris Barnes, XM Satellite Radio News.
Police may have gotten a break in solving a sniper shooting Monday night in Northern Virginia. At least one witness saw the sniper take aim and fire, then flee.
A week in the life of a America.
The trial of Princess Diana's butler has been halted and the jury in the case sent home. Court orders forbid reporting the reason
why. A week in the life of America. The weekly sound of our country. All weekend long on USA Today, XM 121.
Football.
Basketball.
The foul line. A shot on Elo. Good!
NASCAR.
Contact with the outside wall.
USA Today. Sports.
From the red section in USA Today, Kings on a roll. That's USA Today Sports. I'm Maggie Linton.
X-Files 2. We'll tell you the latest on the movie sequel when we open the life section in 30 seconds.
XM 121, USA Today, in your car. USA Today Fast Facts.
People with red hair may have more sensitivity to pain. In a small study of women with naturally red hair, 20% needed more anesthesia than women with other hair colors. This is the first time scientists have linked a visible genetic trait to anesthesia doses, offering insight into how anesthesia works in people. That's USA Today Fast Facts.
Travel. And you see an alligator laying there.
Music.
Television.
No!
USA Today. Life.
It is Section D of USA Today on the radio and in the newspaper. Hogan's Heroes, funny man Bob Crane, his best known role, but his life completely different and in many cases to many people shocking. And a new movie called Autofocus takes a look at that life. It stars Greg Kinnear.
The graphic scenes Greg Kinnear had to film in the movie about Bob Crane's secret life as a sex addict were tough enough for him to deal with, but you know what creeped him out even more? Coming face to face with his synthetic duplicate that was made for the scene where Crane is bludgeoned to death.
There is a blanket covering up clearly a body. It was the most startling thing because it was me. I had no idea that they could recreate with such incredible detail, such frightening detail. So I have a very morbid picture of myself lying next to myself that sits in my office.
Kinnear says his body double is now in a warehouse somewhere in Hollywood. Autofocus opens this weekend in New York and Los Angeles. Michael Weinfeld, Washington.
While the buzz in the sci-fi world is when are we going to see the second X-Files movie, just to show you the tenuous nature of that answer to that question, David Duchovny himself as anxious as any other X-Files fan to see the second movie made and says he hopes it'll get shot next year.
I think we're all kind of excited to go back and have a reunion, even though we haven't been apart for that long.
And dude, you can relax. Despite the rumors that Dell computer pitchman Steven, the dude you're getting a Dell dude, was going to get the axe. Not true, according to his agent. Dell loves him, she says. He loves Dell, and he'll be around for many more Dell commercials. And that's the Life section from USA Today and XM Satellite Radio News.
You love your car. You wash and wax your car. You talk to your car until it has trouble starting. Then you yell at your car, you curse your car, you kick your car in the tires. What you need is DieHard Express at Sears Auto Center. DieHard Express is more than a battery service. We give your car's electrical system a complete checkup. We look for common problems, and if you need a new battery, we install a DieHard in 30 minutes or less, guaranteed. DieHard Express, only at Sears. Where else?
Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Satellite casting from Washington, D.C. to Delray Beach, Florida, Clayton, New Jersey, and all of the USA, this is XM Satellite Radio News. I'm Scott Walterman, and here's what's going on front page of USA Today this morning. The United States says North Korea is violating its promise to be nuclear-free in return for economic assistance. The White House says North Korea has admitted having a secret program to build nuclear weapons. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations expected to address the Security Council today. The council is concluding its two-day debate on Iraq with no sign of ending a deadlock over the American-backed resolution allowing military force. There's some uncertainty as to whether or not military surveillance planes will be effective in the search for the Washington area serial sniper. One conventional weapons expert says infrared sensors can pick up the heat of a gunshot, but the pilots have to know where to look. The directors of the FBI and CIA will appear today before the House and Senate Intelligence Committee members. Their testimony will wrap up the 5 weeks of public hearings examining the intelligence failures leading to September 11th. That's what's happening. You can read more about these stories in this morning's edition of USA Today.
USA Today, XM 121. Everything, all the time.
The USA Today cover story headline, Differing Points of View. The story from Nancy Snow, an adjunct professor at the USC Annenberg School, and author of the expanded second edition of the book, Propaganda Incorporated, Selling America's Culture to the World. On USA Today, I'm Earl Bailey, XM Satellite Radio News.
Coming up, I've got a story I would very much like you to stick around for. And here's how it goes. When you get ready to spend $96,000 on a new car, and you're faced with the choice Mercedes or Volkswagen, which would you choose? Volkswagen is hoping you'll say Volkswagen. Tell you about it in our USA Today money cover story coming up in 2 minutes.
Overture, curtain lights. This is it. You'll hit the heights. A brand new way to go. This is XM Radio.
The XM Orchestra featuring the hardest working man in New Jersey show business, Exit 11, Pat DiNuzio. I'm the godfather of Canadian soul, Bob Makowitz, and in the amazing radio category, you're going to have to check out Soul Street's Top 50 Classics of 1965, Friday afternoon starting at 1:30 Pacific on XM 60. In addition to all the ambient stuff like newscasts of the day or of the year, you get some of the greatest songs of the 20th century, including James Brown's Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. This is the song that entirely changed the paradigm for pop music. For the first time, rhythm equaled, if not superseded, melody. Otis Redding's I've Been Loving You Too Long, The Big O, What Can You Say Except with Jimi Hendrix, the greatest artistic losses of our time. He died at the age of 26. Junior Walker's Shotgun, which you can hear even as I speak underneath me. Tell you what, 37 years later, there isn't a single dance floor in the world that doesn't get immediately filled up when Shotgun comes on. Then there's Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come, a song that can stand beside Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Wilson Pickett, Midnight Hour, a song that is the definitive intersection of the sacred and the profane.
I would always put that somewhere in the song, in the midnight hour, in the gospel song. I may meet Jesus, it may be soon in the morning, or it may be in the midnight hour, you see.
XM Talk and Information. Everything, all the time.
Stock options.
And we have the Dow, NASDAQ.
But the Fed still has room to cut.
Taxes.
Congress passed the Internet Tax Freedom Act.
USA Today. Money.
Our USA Today Money cover story, Volkswagen enters the luxury car market. They are coming out with a car that runs between $70,000 and $96,000. It's called the Phaeton. David Kiley is the USA Today Detroit Bureau Chief, and has also written a book about Volkswagen. It's called Getting the Bugs Out, The Rise, Fall, and Comeback of Volkswagen in America.
This is all part of Volkswagen's upmarket strategy. They feel in order to be competitive going forward, they need to have more offerings in the premium segment. Most people say that they should be handling that with their Audi division, which is already positioned as a premium brand. But the Volkswagen strategists feel that they want to have premium offerings in both Audi and Volkswagen. And, of course, a lot of people may not know this yet, Volkswagen also now owns Lamborghini, Bentley, and Bugatti, and they are bringing out cars well in excess of $100,000 over the next couple of years under those brands.
Volkswagen is also selling some fairly expensive Passats, aren't they?
The highest-end Passat is a vehicle that they launched last year, which is called the W8. It's an 8-cylinder. It's very nice, but here is where Volkswagen's strategy is being called into question. It has not been very successful. They've advertised it fairly extensively, but the feedback from dealers and the public so far is it's too expensive for a Passat. It actually retails for around $39,000. People are not used to spending that kind of money for a Volkswagen-branded car. And it doesn't stop with the Phaeton. Next year, Volkswagen will also be coming out with the Touareg, and that's an SUV, their first SUV in a long time. And that's going to price between $35,000, $36,000 all the way up to $55,000.
David Kiley is the Detroit Bureau Chief for USA Today and has also written a book about Volkswagen, Getting the Bugs Out, The Rise, Fall, and Comeback of Volkswagen in America. That's our cover story headline. Volkswagen comes out with a $96,000 luxury car, the Phaeton. I'm Scott Walterman, XM Satellite Radio News.
There goes your car again.
Bye, honey.
Before you got 101 channels of XM Satellite Radio, she never wanted to drive your car. Now she takes your car everywhere. So tell me, are you prepared to live a life without your XM?
No!
Solution. Add an XM radio to her car. And now, for a limited time, get a $75 cash back rebate on any Sony XM satellite radio receiver. Available at Best Buy, Circuit City, and other participating retailers. Details at offers.xmradio.com.
Travel.
Start at Riggs Glacier.
Music.
Television.
No! USA Today. Life.
Our cover story headline, how effective are rewards in criminal cases? I'm Chris Barnes, XM Satellite Radio News, USA Today.
This is Jim Lehrer inviting you to join us for PBS's The News Hour, weeknights at 11 Eastern and again at 11 Pacific on USA Today, XM 121.
XM, talk and information. Everything, all the time.
USA Today, one of 100 channels on XM Satellite Radio.
USA Today,
the media mix. America's Most Wanted host, John Walsh, is eager to join the hunt for the Washington, D.C. sniper. Because of the baseball playoffs, Fox Network has preempted the regular Saturday editions of Wanted. That's meant that since October 2nd, when a sniper began shooting people in the D.C. area where Wanted is produced, America's premier finder of bad guys hasn't had access to his regular crime-busting venue. But Walsh will be back on the air Thursday night at 9 Eastern and Pacific when Fox airs a special edition of Wanted. Over 16 seasons, the show has helped catch 722 criminals. Walsh says his work is an honor. He'll also devote the Friday edition of his new syndicated John Walsh Show to the shootings. He added, all bets were off the moment the 13-year-old kid was shot. The middle school student remains hospitalized in serious condition. Walsh said the sniper is, in quoting, smart, very smart, and very lucky so far. He's going from different jurisdiction to different jurisdiction. Most bad guys know that causes chaos with the police, and he's doing it. He also hasn't made a big mistake. End quote. Walsh thinks law enforcement agencies are doing the best they can but can't get a break. He hopes to catch the suspect the same way hundreds of others have been caught, by a tip from a viewer, adding, somebody knows this guy, maybe not particularly well, but it'll be something about him. For more on this story, see Peter Johnson's column on page 3D in the purple section of Thursday's USA Today. I'm Maggie Linton, and that's the Media Mix.
USA Today, XM 121. Everything, all the time. From the pages of the nation's newspaper.
Without a doubt, missile defense becomes far more important today.
I've made the commitment to go to the UN. I've asked the UN to act.
And, you know, we don't see why we should start discussing attacking Iraq before we even allow the inspectors to go in.
It is Thursday, October 17th, 2002.
This is USA Today.
I'm Scott Walterman. Here are the headlines. North Korea with nuclear weapons. More terrorist bombs explode. India backs off. The latest breast cancer thinking. In USA Today Money, another Enron indictment. In USA Today Sports, the Kings roll past the mighty. And in USA Today Life, a new movie by someone you know well. But now let's turn our attention to the front page of this morning's edition of USA Today on the radio. USA Today on the front page of the newspaper this morning reporting that North Korea has admitted it has a secret nuclear weapons program.
Japan says steps towards normalizing ties with North Korea will be in jeopardy if indeed Pyongyang has resumed developing nuclear weapons. Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi says North Korea has to take sincere steps to show the world it will not build weapons of mass destruction. South Korea, which shares a border with the rival Communist North, calls Pyongyang's apparent development of such weapons intolerable. The reactions come following Washington's announcement that the North Koreans recently admitted during talks with a U.S. official that they were continuing to develop nuclear weapons, despite a 1994 pledge to halt such programs. Steve Herman, Tokyo.
While that happens, the Iraq weapons inspection debate continues today at the United Nations.
The United States gets to respond today in the UN Security Council, but not before the parade of criticism continues in the Council's open debate on Iraq. When the speeches are done, and there are about 100 of them altogether, most will have taken the view expressed by South Africa's Ambassador Dumisani Khumalo.
The government of Iraq has said inspectors could come. We should go ahead and allow the inspectors to go. And, you know, we don't see why we should start discussing attacking Iraq before we even allow the inspectors to go in and do their work.
The United States and Great Britain want the Council to pass a new resolution threatening force if Iraq impedes the weapons inspectors again, but the other veto-wielding Council members oppose it and they remain deadlocked. Warren Levinson, New York.
Now, while the debate continues at the United Nations, President Bush, who now has the authority to use the U.S. military independent of the United Nations, says he is still willing to wait while the U.N. decides what it's going to do.
As U.S. diplomats haggle with others on the Security Council, seeking wording that gets around French and Russian resistance to a threat of force, the president's saying again he's a patient man.
My mother and wife think that's hysterical when I say that, of course.
But during an Oval Office meeting with Israel's prime minister, Bush added that patience is not limitless.
If they're unable to act, if once again, after 11 years and 16 resolutions, they cannot bring themselves together to disarm Saddam Hussein, then we will lead a coalition to do just that.
Just how long will Bush wait? The White House answers the same Bush gave the General Assembly more than a month ago. Weeks, not months. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is emergency crews in the Philippines, where more terror bombs blew up today. Two bombs exploding midday Philippines time. Five people were killed, 144 injured. In Manila, here is reporter Paul Alexander.
The mayor has urged people to stay at home while police investigate. Mostly they just want to keep pedestrians out of the area to avoid contaminating any possible evidence they may find.
One of the questions being asked, are the bombings in the Philippines related to the ones in the big bomb that went off in Indonesia? And along those lines, in the Congress today, the joint meeting of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees pretty much wraps up its work.
The directors of the CIA and FBI are set to be grilled by Congress over what the U.S. intelligence agencies knew before September 11th. A joint committee inquiry has been held for the past 5 weeks on intelligence failures leading up to 9/11. Nothing's been uncovered that by itself could have prevented the attacks. But the agencies have been criticized for not sharing information about potential threats. CIA Director George Tenet is expected to acknowledge some shortcomings, but also credit those in the intelligence community with an overall job well done. Eileen Fleming, Washington.
This is the USA Today.
Pakistan says it will withdraw hundreds of thousands of troops deployed along its border with India to their peacetime locations, matching a similar pledge by India. The two moves by both countries, the most concrete steps by the two rivals to reduce tensions since they nearly went to war back in May. Well, we're 3 weeks away from the November elections. On the front page of this morning's USA Today, political spending on television ads has eclipsed the record amount spent by candidates, political parties, and independent groups in the 2000 presidential election year, could hit $1 billion by Election Day. This is an article by Jim Drinkard. It's, again, on the front page of this morning's USA Today, and you can read more about it right there. And that is the A section of USA Today on the radio.
I'm Chris Barnes. If it's stocks, the rule is buy low, sell high. But in this case, it wasn't stocks, and it might have been illegal. I'll fill you in USA Today Money in about 60 seconds.
USA Today, XM 121. Everything, all the time.
Hi, this is Got a Question or Need More Automotive Information? Check us out online at americascarshow.com.
The street is going to hold
personal
you.
Banking,
the market,
financial planning,
Wall Street,
USA Today, money.
In section B of USA Today, after four up sessions, that's USA Today Money. Chris Barnes, XM Satellite Radio News.
Phil Pruitt, Deputy Managing Editor of NewsUSAToday.com. These are news stories. These are stories from the life section. They're stories from the money section, from the sports section. And we work hard to package them right on the home front to give people a complete mix of the news. You get breaking news and you get things there that you can't get anywhere else. We add packages of coverage to major news stories, including audio, including video, and including interactive graphics and photos.
USA Today, XM 121. Everything, all the time.
Baseball.
You swing and a belt.
Boxing.
The fight is stopped.
Horse racing.
Toward the rail and down the stretch they come.
USA Today Sports.
Opening Section C in USA Today, Lemieux delivers. That's USA Today Sports. I'm Maggie Lenton.
Well, it could be a Bewitched movie in the works. Tell you who's going to play Samantha, maybe. When we open the life section of USA Today. In 30 seconds.
XM 121. USA Today, Fast Facts.
Catalog sales have been rising over the past few years and are expected to increase. In 2001, sales from store catalogs ended up 75% over the previous year. According to the Direct Marketing Association, in 1990, consumers purchased $27 million from catalogs. For the year 2006, sales are expected to hit $99 million. That's USA Today Fast Facts.
Science.
And liftoff.
Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Movie.
Mini-Me, where are you?
USA Today, life.
It is the purple section of USA Today on the radio. It's got that little purple box up in the left-hand corner of the newspaper edition, which is why we call it the purple section here on USA Today on the radio. All right, that having been disposed of, they may be making a movie from the TV show Bewitched, and Nicole Kidman may play Samantha.
So is there any chance a particular song by Russell Crowe and his band could be about his pal Nicole Kidman?
Oh, I'm not answering.
Nicole Kidman is more than willing to talk about how great things are going for her career-wise.
You know, as an actress, you know that it's sort of fleeting in terms of the chances that you get. So to actually have this now, I'm really kind of just going, appreciate it.
Nicole Kidman says a Bewitched movie is a real possibility. Maybe with Jim Carrey as Darren. If it happens at all, it'll be a while before any Bewitched movie is actually made, giving Kidman lots of time to learn how to twitch her nose like Samantha.
I have to work on that.
Rosalie Fox, Los Angeles.
From the Lifeline column in this morning's edition of USA Today, Elvis 30 number one hits is number one on the Billboard album chart for the third week. It sold 205,000 copies for a three-week total of 1 million. New thinking on breast cancer this morning. New research says women have the same chances of survival regardless of whether they have total breast removal, lump removal, or lump removal plus radiation. And Dr. Bernard Fisher, who is the scientific director of the National Surgical Adjuvant Breast and Bowel Project in Pittsburgh, says lump removal even works on patients who have even what he considers reasonably large tumors.
Patients with tumors reasonably large, up to 4 to 5 centimeters, which is a couple of inches in size, are just as good candidates for lumpectomy as those who have very small tumors.
And that is the Life section from USA Today and XM Satellite Radio News.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Use as directed.
Satellite casting from Washington, D.C. to Parsons, Kansas, Big Stone Beach, Delaware, and all of the USA. This is XM Satellite Radio News. I'm Scott Walterman. Here's what's going on. Front page of this morning's USA Today discloses that North Korea has admitted it has a secret nuclear weapons project, even after agreeing with the United States to stop it in exchange for economic assistance. The United States has more time to convince the permanent members of the UN Security Council to adopt a stronger Iraq resolution. Today is the second day of debate on the Iraq crisis at the UN. Darkness, distance, adrenaline may have clouded witnesses' recollections of what they saw when they saw the Washington, D.C. area sniper. That's the latest thinking by police, who have a tough time coming up with a sketch. An intelligence official says CIA Director George Tenet will defend his agency when it comes to intelligence gathering prior to last year's terror attacks. Tenet and the FBI director appear today before the House and Senate Intelligence Committees as they wrap up the public hearings on the September 11th intelligence failures. That's what's happening. You can read more about these stories in this morning's edition of USA Today.
USA Today, XM 121. Everything, all the time.
Confessed spy gets 25 years. That's the cover story. I'm Katie Chen, XM Satellite Radio News, USA Today.
I'm Kelly Webster in the USA Today sports cover story. There may not be much on TV, but very soon you'll have even more choices to ignore. That story in about 5 minutes.
From the files of the Associated Press, this is Across the USA.
Dateline Julian, California.
I'm Maggie Linton, and these are stories for Thursday, October 17th, from across the USA.
XM Talk and Information. Everything, all the time.
401k.
Financial planning.
Federal rate.
Stock options.
Bonds.
USA Today. Money.
Impending global water crisis. That's the cover story. I'm Katie Chen, XM Satellite Radio News, USA Today.
Carrot Top here at my local skate park for 1-800-CALL-ATT for collect calls.
Savings versus dialing zero with MCI for interstate calls.
Football. To the end zone, touchdown.
Baseball.
It's a high fly ball to right.
Basketball.
At the foul line, a shot on Elo. Goal!
USA Today, sports.
If you've ever complained that despite hundreds of channels, there wasn't a thing on TV, it's about to get better. For XM Satellite Radio Sports, USA Today, I'm Kelly Webster.
USA Today Soundfile.
Kelly Webster and newspaper columnist Dave Barry.
Do you find that local news coverage provides a wealth of material?
That would be actually a good comic novel, is a local TV news station and how they cover the news and or how they don't cover the news. Yeah, the same kind of, if it's in the, somewhere else, it's tornadoes they're overreacting to. But they're always overreacting to some. They've always got their graphic up there. They've always got their frown of concern. They've always got their one female, one male anchor, neither one of whom can say more than one sentence in the course of a story.
That's not scripted.
Right. Well, yeah, it's scripted, of course, but then one says one and looks and frowns at the other, and the other says something, and then they frown together if it's a serious story. And then they smile together if it's a happy story, just as long as you know what kind of story it is they're giving you.
Soundfile.
USA Today, XM 121. Everything, all the time.
From the Weather Channel Radio Network, this is Ellen Jackson with USA Today's National Report. In the Southwest, skies will be partly cloudy today in Phoenix with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. For the Weather Channel Radio Network and XM Satellite Radio News, this is Ellen Jackson.
Take a look at the back page of USA Today's news section. Every morning, there is weather information printed there.
USA Today. Snapshots.
Teachers are some of the most important people in our lives. In a Harris poll, Americans were asked to rate the prestige of teachers as very good. In 1977, 29% were rated very good. By 1982, the percentage had dropped to 28%. Prestige jumped to 41% in 1992. By 1997, that number had moved up to 49%. In 1998 and 2000, it was 53%. And in 2001, 54% of Americans rated the prestige of teachers as very good. That's Snapshots. I'm Maggie Linton.
Musician Steve Wariner.
XM 121 covers the whole USA, including my hometown of Noblesville, Indiana.
USA Today,